KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls track and field last night, Nottoway Valley hosting a girls invitational in Greenfield. It was Audubon winning the team title. They had 117 points. Nottoway Valley, the runner-up, with 111. Cam ended up third with 73. Martinsdale St. Mary's and I-35 are the top five teams in that 10-team tournament. Among the individual stars, Audubon got wins from Hannah Tiggison in the 800 meters, Grace Slater in the 3,000, Cody Spohr in the 400-meter hurdles, and their 4x400 sprint medley and distance medley relay teams all were winners last night for the Wheelers. Maddox Duvald of Nottoway Valley won the 200 and the 400-meter events, while the Wolverines also got a win from Maddie Fry in the long jump, and they also took the 4x100-meter relay. Cam's Jade Jackson won the 100-meter hurdles and the high jump, while Molly Vantiger picked up a title in the shot put also for the Cougars last night. Glenwood hosting the Ram relays for the boys last night. It was Glenwood winning with 171 points. Clarinda was second with 132 points. Atlantic placing third with a 118-point total. Red Oak and Thomas Jefferson, the top five teams. Silas Bales won the 100 and 200 meters to get Glenwood started as the Rams coasted their way to that team title. Atlantic got a win from Craig Allen Becker in the 800 meters. Colin Mullinex won the 400-meter hurdles. And Drew Engler was a winner in the 3,200 meters last night for Atlantic. Also in boys tennis last night, it was Glenwood over Clarinda 5-4. In girls golf, Bowyer Valley won a multi-team tournament, shooting a 212 with Coon Rapids Bayard a 215, Cam a 227, Woodbine 229, a 249, Glenn Ralston a 297. Alexia Miller of Bowyer Valley was the medalist with a 48 last night. Also in girls golf, Jenna Reynolds of Griswold shot a 54 for medalist honors as Nottoway Valley and Griswold tangled last night. Neither team had a full team score. Logan Magnolia defeated Tri-Center 232-242 with Callie Collins of Loma shooting a low round of 52. In boys golf, it was Bowyer Valley winning a multi-team tournament, shooting a 175. Exira EHK at 197. Coon Rapids Bayard 198. Cam at 206. Woodbine at 212. Glenn Ralston at 230 last night. Tyler Peterson of Exira EHK had the low round of 41 in that meet. Also, Clarinda beating Glenwood 176-183 as Xander Pullen of Clarinda was medalist, shooting a 40. Nottoway Valley defeated Griswold 227-233. Caleb Oakleaf of Griswold had the low round. He shot 48. Also, Tri-Center won a three-team meet with a 193 total. Fremont Mills shot 196 and Logan Magnolia also a 196. Jacob Fetter of Logan Magnolia had the low round of 43. In high school soccer last night, in girls action, Atlantic got a couple of goals from Jada Jensen as they picked up a 4-1 win over Kemper Catholic. Also, Glenwood beat Sioux City West in overtime 3-2. Lewis Central 10-0 over Denison. St. Albert beat Creston 8-1. Trainer over Tri-Center 7-3. And Underwood beat Missouri Valley 4-1. In boys soccer last night, it was St. Albert over Creston 5-2. Trainer beating Tri-Center 7-0. Underwood 5-1 over Missouri Valley. Well, John McConkie, who was a state wrestling champion when he wrestled at Atlantic and now a sophomore, a redshirt sophomore at Northern Iowa, was one of 17 members of his wrestling team at UNI to be an academic All-Big 12 first-team wrestling selection. McConkie's a redshirt sophomore, is majoring in marketing, advertising, and digital media and business administration. Student athletes have to have a 3-grade point average or higher and have participated in 20% of their team's scheduled contest to be considered for academic all-conference awards. Well, the Baylor men's basketball program was in shambles when Scott Drew took over 18 years ago, ridden with scandal following the murder of a player by a teammate. On Monday, Drew was cutting down the nets after the Bears earned the first NCAA championship in program history. Baylor opened on an 11-1 run and led 29-10 midway through the first half before celebrating an 86-70 pounding of previously undefeated Gonzaga. Jared Butler poured in 22 points and had 7 assists for the Bears, who shot 10 for 23 from three-point range and out-rebounded the Bulldogs 38-22. Mark Vital led Baylor's board dominance, grabbing 11. Macy O'Teague chipped in 19 points, and Davion Mitchell added 15, trying to keep Jalen Suggs in check. The Zags were tempted to become the first team since the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers to go undefeated in Division I men's hoops. Instead, they're the first team to end a perfect run in a title game since Larry Bird's Indiana State team against Magic Johnson and Michigan State in 1979. Suggs had a team-high 22 points for the Bulldogs, but Drew Timmy scored just 2 of his 12 points after halftime. Corey Kispert also had a quiet night with just 12 points for Gonzaga. In other college basketball news, North Carolina has reached an agreement with assistant coach Hubert Davis to take over the storied men's basketball program. The 50-year-old Davis played for the Tar Heels under Dean Smith before a long NBA career, and he had spent the past 9 seasons working under Roy Williams. The Hall of Fame coach retired last week after 18 seasons at his alma mater, ending a career that also included 15 years at Kansas, 903 overall victories, and 3 national championships with the Tar Heels. Loyola of Chicago has promoted assistant Drew Valentine to head coach, hoping he can build on the success that the Ramblers experienced under Porter Moser. The 29-year-old Valentine helped Loyola make 2 deep NCAA tournament runs in 4 seasons as an assistant under Moser, who left to take over Oklahoma's program. The Ramblers went 99-36 overall and 56-16 in the Missouri Valley Conference the past 4 years, winning 3 regular season league championships. Texas Tech is promoting top assistant and school alum Mark Adams to replace Chris Beard as the head coach. Adams was the associate head coach under Beard all 5 of those seasons at Lubbock, including a loss in the national championship game in overtime to Virginia 2 years ago after going to the Elite Eight in 2018. Yadier Molina laced a 2-run double while the Cardinals scored 3 times in the first inning, posting a 4-1 win against the Marlins last night. Daniel Ponce de Leon allowed 1 run and 3 hits in 5 innings for the Cards in a game heard here on KJAN. We'll have the Cards on again late this afternoon here on the radio in Miami against the Marlins. 4:45 is the pregame start. 5:40 is first pitch in that one. Also yesterday, Whit Merrifield drove in Kansas City's runs with a homer and a sacrifice fly and a 3-0 win over the Indians. Danny Duffy threw 2 hit ball over 6 innings to beat the Indians for the 3rd time in 4 starts. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, it was the Blue Jays over the Rangers 6-2. The Yankees beat the Orioles 7-2. Giants over the Padres 3-2. Dodgers beat the A's 10-3. White Sox over the Mariners 6-0. Angels 7-6 over the Astros. Red Sox beat the Rays 11-2. Phillies over the Mets 5-3. Reds 5-3 over the Pirates. The Cubs 5-3 over the Brewers. And the Twins 15-6 winners over the Tigers. The Major League All-Star Game is coming back to Coors Field. A person familiar with that decision says that MLB will relocate the All-Star Game to Denver's Coors Field after pulling the Midsummer Classic from Atlanta over objections to changes over Georgia's voting laws. The league is expected to announce today that the Rockies will host that game. Coors Field last hosted the All-Star Game in 1998, the 4th season for the stadium and 6th for the Rockies franchise. In other baseball news, the Washington Nationals and Atlanta Braves will play a doubleheader Wednesday to make up Monday's series opener that was postponed because of Washington's coronavirus outbreak. 4 players on the Nationals tested positive for COVID-19, and 7 more have been placed under quarantine after contact tracing determined they potentially were exposed. The Nats had their season opening series against the Mets postponed entirely. Some Mets players have hesitated to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, causing the team to set up education efforts. Players on several teams started to get the vaccine last week during the final week of spring training when they became eligible. The Brewers say the team received the COVID-19 vaccine over the weekend, but wouldn't disclose what percentage of players and staffers participated. Also, Cincinnati Reds outfielder Nick Castellanos has been suspended for 2 games and fined for his role in an on-field brawl during the season's opening weekend. Castellanos was hit by a pitch from Jake Woodford on Saturday and offered to toss the ball back to the St. Louis pitcher. Castellanos later made contact with Woodford at the plate after scoring on a wild pitch, touching off a bench's clearing incident. Castellanos appealed the penalty and won't serve the suspension while that appeal is pending. And in football news, the New York Jets have traded quarterback Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers. He was the number 2 overall pick in the NFL draft just a few years ago. New York will get a 6th round pick in this year's draft and a 2nd and 4th round pick in the 2022 draft. That's Check of Sports here this morning on KJAN.